Yes.
Production crew, I keep falling behind here. We're not paying them enough. They're not. They're pissed. The production crew, because you know we don't pay them like McDonald's here, $20 an hour, right? It's kind of...
Nothing but peanuts, baby.
Working for the peanuts. All right, where are we at with the mic there, Mike?
Mike 1-2. Looking.
Maybe just a hair down.
Hair down?
Yeah, trust me.
All right, how's that?
It's good. You get excited. You're an excitable fella.
Excitable fella. Yeah, dude, that's some Mos Def. Great album. Dude, late 90s rap. Best rap.
Yes, I agree. Actually,
that's so fat I could see it from the front. That's hilarious.
Wow. Wait, Mike, turn it up a hair.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you know what happens is you move, I think, and then...
Yeah, I'm animated.
when you get closer...
I'm bursting at the seams here, Frank.
You should see the numbers on my dial here on the mixer board. They're faded from me constantly going... with every word you're doing, I'm like, oh my God! Wah!
You're watching the head.
Whoa, we're juicing it. Whoa, go back down. Hey now.
I need a better mic. It's the mic.
Oh, man. We love it. We live for it. We're here for it. We're back. That was good stuff. Mos Def?
Mos Def, yeah.
See, it was already the 90s where I was losing my ability to pronounce these names. Didn't just start now.
He's one of the best rappers, man. I don't care what anybody says. So underrated. And I think it's because when you really start listening to like his album, it's like really smart rap. You know what I mean? Like like that one is just talking about a big booty girl, but even in there, you know, he throws some lines in there where you're like, damn, he's a master of the English language, you know?
I believe he's considered a rapper's rapper. A hip-hopster's hip-hopster.
Oh, that would make sense.
You know, kind of like there's comedians who are comedians, you know?
Like the Donald.
Yeah, guys who are maybe not nationally or internationally hugely famous or big comedians per se, but the comedians love their stuff and, you know, frequently check out their gigs.
Yeah, because he's not just doing what's good. Like, he's not just doing what will sell. You know what I mean? He's doing shit that, like, is not going to get appreciated by the average person, you know?
Let's get a hair down now.
You got to think, man, that's got to be, you know,
perfect.
That was, like, around the time where you're getting, like, hot in here. You know what I mean?
Dude, so, have you seen his super duo group that he's a part of?
Mos Def?
Yes, he does. He's in a duo that the name is escaping me. They recently performed. For the first time in a long time, maybe it was a couple of years ago at the Grammys. It was one of the greatest performances I've seen on TV, you know, because it's usually very controlled entertainment. But I can't remember the fella he does it with. They've released some albums, and we would recognize them, I think, if the name came up. But currently, I'm suffering from a little lag from my bolio over at the break there.
I can tell. And he's a great actor. Dude, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Gotta be one of the best movies ever.
I was just thinking about that. And also, I believe that is Elon Musk's favorite book.
Really?
Isn't that weird that that's his favorite book?
I didn't even know it was a book. God, he's so much smarter than me.
It's not even that. It's three books, dude. It's like a trilogy.
What?
Yeah, when he talked about that, this is about a year ago or so, some interview, I went online and bought the trilogy, and I read through part of the first one, but I got distracted with, you know, conspiracy stuff that I love.
It's got to be a slow read.
Yeah, it's a nerdy kid's book, and I think I just wasn't in the mood at the time, but I'm going to crack it back open pretty soon, I think.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Well, Elon's an alien, I think.
Nah, I think he's just smarter than all of us, you know?
Well, if you want to be smart, too, buy in on Tesla right now. It is tanked. You know that shit's going to go through the roof in, like, 6 months.
I don't think so, man. I think the electric car industry is not doing good. Dude, if you look at my portfolio right now, I've made some great investments over the last like 15 years. Some are paying off. Ford is paying off great.
Really? You even though they kind of fucked up on the electric situation?
Yeah, because over 15 years, they've been paying dividends every 3 months for 15 years. You know what I mean? And those dividends have been rolling right back into more stock. Now I have way more stock than I ever thought I would with them. And it's above what I bought it at. So it's like, Ford is nothing but good. If you look at my portfolio, though, I'm like negative. I forgot how much, but I forgot what percentage. But it's all electric car companies. Because I invested in Rivian. I thought Rivian was going to do way better than it did. And it tanked. I bought that shit at like $120. It's down to $9. But,
you win some, you lose some, right? Especially in the stocks.
When I bought Rivian, though, it was supposed to be partnering with Ford for the F-150.
Is that why it was so popular? I couldn't understand why there was so much hype around it. And I've seen, especially around here, there's a few Rivians.
Oh, it's the best car you could buy. If you're going to buy like an electric SUV or truck, that is the best one you could possibly buy. The problem is there's just not a big market for electric trucks and SUVs, you know? And what tanked them was they were making it was called the skateboard. Like their whole idea originally was they were going to make the drivetrain, the batteries, the motors and everything. It was going to be like this skateboard that other companies could then put their body on.
Like you could carry a car?
No. Because, you know, on the electric cars, the batteries are like the bottom of the frame.
Right.
And then you got the wheels and the motors. And so they were going to mass produce that. And then, like, you sell it to Ford. So Ford would buy the skateboard and put an F-150 body on top of it.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense.
The F-150. Yeah. But then Ford backed out of the deal. And that's when their shit just started tanking. And their stocks probably will never go up.
I know a fella or two who threw down some money on the potential of buying the Ford. And it was going to be like $150,000, something around there.
Yeah.
And now it's not even happening. Like, what a waste, man. I'm waiting for the hydrogen fuel cell car.
Yeah, that'll be next.
I'm pretty sure Toyota is all in on that.
Yeah, Toyota's going to lead the way. They have the best leadership in their country. Plus, they're in Japan. So they don't give a fuck about DEI. They're not worried about environmental faggots protesting on the streets. You know what I mean? They're there to make a great car and make money. You know, that's why Toyota's killing it.
Yeah,
but with Elon, dude, I love this. I love when you hear the left talk about him. And like it used to be. Oh, Elon, he was a programmer. He made a bunch of money off PayPal. That doesn't mean he's a genius. Okay, and then he made an electric car company when everybody said it was impossible to make another car company. Okay, and he's going to space. But that doesn't mean he knows anything about the Israel-Palestine relationship. You're like, what do you mean? This guy's been proven a genius in like 5 different industries.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
He's a guy who challenges the status quo, right? He's pushing humanity or the civilization that we're in here in America to be a little harder on ourselves and to reach a little bit higher up, reach into the stars a little bit.
But, like, you haven't even mastered one industry. He's become a master in 5. At what point do you just concede the fact that he's way smarter than you, and maybe I should take his opinion on everything, especially like geopolitics, dude. I mean, he is in business all around the world, especially now with X and everything. Like, he is involved in politics all around the world now. So to just poo-poo his ideas of like Palestine and you know what I mean, and oh, he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to Ukraine. Really? Because I feel like he knows more than anybody else I'm listening to, you know?
I prefer people to stay in their lanes for the most part. Like, I don't like when alleged astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson starts talking about vaccines, right?
Oh, right. Or trannies.
And But it's funny then, I like hearing Elon talk about vaccines because he's anti the mandates, right? So because he's on my side, then I'm more into it. But I'm thinking maybe we need Elon and Neil deGrasse Tyson and all these other people to just stay in their lanes a little bit more. I think with COVID and politics, right? Like, you know, Bob Costas, who I love because he's just a great announcer for baseball, and I love when he does baseball games. Now all of a sudden, he's cropping up on CNN giving his opinion on Trump. It's like, dude, stay in your lane. I like you, Bob Costas, baseball guy. Stay there. Elon, rocket guy with the Twitter, stay there. I like you, tech guy. Tech guy, Elon, stay in that lane. That's my Elon that I like. You guys start drifting into these other zones. There's just everybody's putting their take on politics. Leave it to the guys running the shitty podcast on Rumble. All right, yeah, let us talk about the politics. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but this is where I think you're wrong. Elon should be the one because he comes at it from the viewpoint of a guy who's doing business with multiple businesses in different industries in these different countries. You know what I'm saying? So, like, especially when you talk about X, like, he's having to deal with censorship problems in multiple countries.
Right.
Like, this guy knows more than anybody. He's probably one of the only people, few people that actually knows what's going on in Ukraine. You know? Yes. I mean, they tried to shit on him the other day for his take on immigrants. He is an immigrant. He's a fucking immigrant from Africa.
I know.
He's more African-American than all you fucking people back for reparations and calling yourself African-American. You know what I mean?
Yes, dude.
To say, like, that's the guy we should be listening to on this, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree, actually. Elon is a rare gem, I guess. That's why I think he's potentially an alien from Venus. But he probably has more worldview ideas simply because he's involved in more world level stuff. He's firing the rockets into space. He's working with our Department of Defense and our space agencies. So then he's also, I assume, working with Russia because we have the International Space Station. Right? He's jamming our atmosphere with thousands of satellites so the world can connect through his super internet that he's setting up there. So I assume other countries need to be in talk with him, you know, in talks with him because he's sending signals and internet into their spaces, right? So,
well, not only that, with Twitter and everything, the X,
everything.
These countries. I mean, like he's having a Twitter battle with the leader of Brazil. You know what I mean? And Joy-Ann Reid, you're going to tell him to shut up. You just did a 5-minute monologue about how great it is that black women are suing Trump. You know? Okay, you know, excuse me if I don't care about your opinion, Joy Reid. You know, this guy who's actually battling censorship in a third world country. Well, it's not even a third world country, but, you know, in a foreign land. I don't know.
We are, you know, at full-on banana republic and potential third world country ourselves. So I don't know how we can kind of decipher
true.
Who's what.
Philadelphia is one more crackhead away from third world country. No, I swear to God, the videos that keep coming out of Philadelphia is disgusting.
I am to assume that Philadelphians love Trank. That is their drug of choice, is what I'm to assume here. The Trank, man.
Oh, it's great. You take some Trank and then you talk like Rocky. Oh. You know?
Yeah, man. Then you go eat your shitty Philly with the Cheese Whiz on it, right?
Is there a worse sandwich to be known for? Jesus Christ.
Well, what's crazy, here's what's fascinating about the Philly is I am almost certain all other cities make a better Philly than Philly.
Oh, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
You.
I've had great. I have fantastic Phillies out here in Colorado all the time.
Oh, you can get some great Phillies in Chicago.
Yeah, man.
But that's because they change it. Dude, like in Philadelphia, their Philly steak is literally like shitty steak chopped up on a loaf with cheese from a can. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck is this? It's disgusting.
I like the idea, though. Like, if I were to be in Philly, I would definitely want to get me a Philly cheesesteak. And there's a thing with baseball players where when you visit to play Philly, allegedly there's a competition to who can eat the most Philly cheesesteaks in one go. And there's, I believe, some catcher recently who has the record, if I'm not mistaken. But it leaves...
Before and all of that. Stadium plumber. Dying that day. They probably spent half their life in the fucking away team's locker room.
Just plunging away at that thing, man.
Covered in cheese that's already been digested. Terrible.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, that's a lot of synthetic cheese, definitely. Plus, it's a big boy. He's an athlete. He's probably taking in a lot of protein shake and creatine. That stuff just gels right together.
Your most famous sandwich has fake cheese on it. Your most famous person is a fake person. Rocky Balboa.
You have a statue of a character from a movie.
And you are literally the place where we signed the Declaration of Independence.
I know.
Isn't that in Philadelphia?
I believe so. You know, there's a new movie. It might be out on one of the streaming services starring, I think it's Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's got to be on Apple Plus or one of Paramount, probably Paramount.
Paramount, otherwise it'd be a black guy.
Don Cheadle as Ben Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
That's on Netflix. That's how Netflix does it, man.
Yeah.
Or Disney. Disney Plus, right? Well, Disney...
Oh, no. It's Les Jones on Disney Plus. You gotta have that black lesbian.
You're psycho, dude. where my head was at, man. No. Disney Plus, they don't play around, man. They go full-on black lesbian every time. That's nothing else, dude.
Even Abe Lincoln. 4 score and 7 years, child.
No.
Who are you talking about? Terrible.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Oh, man, that's why they didn't like us on Podbean. But either way.
We've been kicked off every platform.
No issues with the Chinese impressions, right? We did that for months.
No.
You make a meme about Joy Reid. You're out of here, buddy.
No, that was Michelle Obama.
Yeah, that's right. Dude, the internet does have an issue with Michelle. If you make a extremely ridiculous, absurdly cartoonish image of Michelle Obama with a mustache, it is not welcomed on the internet.
No, but you could still find memes of Donald Trump next to the picture of Stormy Daniels pointing out which mushroom looked like his dick.
Yes.
It's like, what? All right. A little one-sided.
It's pretty funny stuff, man. And I do love that scene. I love the Jimmy Kimmel for that, right?
Oh, yeah.
But either way, Mike, there's more important things going on that we seem to have forgotten about and we've left on the docket. I forgot, actually, what I had here. That I wanted to show you. Did you see the Dubai Superstorm?
Oh, yeah. They got flooded, dude, huh?
I got a supercut. I don't know how much is CGI. Probably most of it. But I thought this was...
Clustered a little too much on that one.
Dude. Oh, you're not kidding, man. I got so much on this, actually. But here's some images that we are viewing. And for anyone who is enjoying the program from an audio... realm. No. The sound is terrible. It's just people screeching and screaming, and it's all in fast paced. And you got all these crazy storms that are whipping around.
You can show the video, right?
What's that?
Can you show the video?
Oh no, I didn't start. Where is it here? Oh, that's right. There it is. Okay.
There it is.
It's the production crew, folks. We don't pay them the same as McDonald's. They make $20 an hour at McDonald's. So here's the Dubai Superstorm.
Luckily, though, they were going to go be pizza delivery drivers in California. That fell through.
They got fired. So, that's right. So they're back here working for me, suckers. This is the Superstorm. The hitting the Wiz Khalifa. Yeah, ripping the trees out. The wind is blowing cars and roofs over, and it's killing people, I assume. So there were super floods. There were like rivers going through the cities. People were trying to land their planes on the water or take off. It got really insane. And a lot of damage. Yeah, I think that tornado CGI.
I've seen better in the movie Twister.
No, Twisters. It's coming out this year. Check out the sequel. Here's the flooding going on. Everything's flooded. It's pretty crazy stuff. So Dubai, if I'm not mistaken, pretty known for their geoengineering operations that are going on there. There's the plane. See the water just rushing through the city. I want to remind everyone you're watching a desert. This is a city in the desert. Okay. Little advert for TikTok there.
That is the problem, though. When it rains in the desert, everything just floods because the ground's not made to take the water.
So the cloud seeding operations, the chemtrails, the geoengineering, the bizarre storms and weather around the world, it's becoming no secret to even the most casual observer that there is weird stuff going on in the skies and that the government is clearly doing stuff with our weather. It's becoming so obvious that now CNN needs to put out articles talking about cloud seeding. I'm not kidding. There were three different articles on CNN today, and one of them literally said, is it possible that the cloud seeding caused the flooding of Dubai? Like, they're just asking it now and talking about it and discussing it for you. And the Dubai flooding here sparked cloud seeding questions. Let's talk about what it is, Mike, and does it work? Well, I think it works pretty good, huh?
Looks like it. Looks like it worked too good.
They flooded a desert city. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So either way, I have been obsessed with this topic for quite some time, and I think it's pretty outrageous that finally we had a moment where I think they took it a little too far.
Looks like it.
They had a bit of a whoopsie.
Somebody fell asleep at the wheel, put that shit on autopilot, let the AI take over, and then
yeah,
fall asleep.
Yeah, man.
Now the AI just keeps repeating the pattern.
Well, maybe the AI is based on the data it's being fed, and it's all this, think of all the extreme stuff going on. There's, every year, we're adding, according to according to Al Gore, we're adding 10,000 million Hiroshima bombs into the atmosphere, right?
750,000 Hiroshima bombs every 24 hours, Frank.
Dude, the maniacs who are running these algorithms and these AI machines at Google, who are now in charge, apparently, of these, you know, cloud seeding operations and all this stuff. Maybe the AI itself is thinking, oh my God, the world's ending. We got to put it into hyperdrive, man. We're flooding Dubai.
Or maybe it's just the AI finally figured out how to use its powers to kill us.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. It figured it out. Our weakness.
The weather. Rain. Oh, yeah, is it rain? Yes. Get out of here, man.
Yeah, that's what that looks like. I don't know. That happens all the time, though, in the desert.
Well, we have biblical situations unfolding currently. Is it possible that this plays into some of the prophecy that either side has been kind of into these days?
It could be, but I forgot what the... We were watching this thing on TV, me and Nona, and like they came on and they were talking about like the dry rivers in the Middle East are now, and they're now running with water, the springs that are popping up, and like, you know, they started listing all these things that like the Bible talks about in Revelation. And Nona just laughed and she said, they've been saying this every year since I was a little girl back in the 1940s.
Thank you.
I'm like, yeah. I mean, I guess it's just, you know. So big, the world's a big place. Somewhere there's going to be a flood. Somewhere there's going to be a tornado. Somewhere there's going to be, you know. I don't know. To me, that doesn't seem too crazy because I spent a lot of time in the deserts, and that shit just happens. It's not regular, but when it does rain, I mean, El Paso floods because it rained somewhere up north, you know?
Right. So in the desert, you're saying basically when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. That sand doesn't take the water too good, you know?
Right, and then your Mercedes doesn't drive as well through the sand.
Right, right. It's not like where, you know, in Illinois, you got all that dirt. You got at least 12 inches of topsoil everywhere. That could absorb a lot of water.
You got decades of landscaping that's been going on there. There's nothing natural happening, right? It's just suburban landscaping that you could just ride right over.
A lot of grass.
A lot of grass.
A lot of green grass.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, either way, locally speaking, I wanted to bring back an update because we talked about it just a few weeks ago, or a week ago or so, but it happened. The proposed cuts to the budget here in Denver are now a go based on the council vote, and so we are now spending officially $90 million this year.
Jesus Christ.
To pay for migrants, and we are going to no longer hire more firefighters or police, and we are also going to strip funding from both departments.
And that's one city. That's just one city.
Yeah.
I mean, how much money are we spending nationally on this bullshit? I don't know.
What a
good job, Denver. I'm happy for you.
It's just so ridiculous. Anecdotally, Emma and I know people who are still in Denver frantically trying to move out and get to another, even just a little bit outside of Denver. You know, you just got to get away from this, man. They're defunding the cops more after we went all in on the defunding in 2020, which led to an increase in rampant crime and homelessness and more crime. And now, we got the migrants here, and we got to pay for them, so we're just going to get less cops, right?
Less cops, yeah. Let's just do less. Yeah, that's the best part of Chicago, too. They're like, you know, we missed our quota by 600. And that's after we cut the force by 1,500 a couple years ago. So we're actually, like, 2,000 down.
Yeah, it's you're better off just not going, honestly. Oh, I think Mike froze right there. How did that happen? Oh, wow. I don't even know if he can come back. Might have lost him for good. That's crazy. I didn't think that was possible. Is it my connection? Might have been Mike's. Might be coming back here. We'll see what happens. But if not, we're dropping the ball here in Denver. No doubt about it. One good positive aspect to our city here, though. I'm going to give it out to you guys here. That's right. The healthiest place. This is good news. So now, if you're being chased by any criminals, potential rapists, I know that in Denver, if you're a man, your greatest fear should probably be two teenage girls who are potentially going to accost you.
Hello?
Hey, Mike. All right. Oh. Yeah, there he is.
All right,
man.
Oof. Yeah. FBI's on to us.
Oh, I just thought you had to make a quick run to the John there. All right, just, you know, get a little bit out. And, I think he disappeared again. That's incredible. I think it's actually, I think he's right. Might be the feds. Did we talk about Hillary Clinton again? And the laptop with the 10 cops? Come on now. All right, so in Denver, if you're getting accosted by two teenage girls, you're going to be all right for the most part because you are in one of the 10 healthiest cities and you could probably run away, right? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they can chase after you. Well, then I guess you're screwed. Yeah, so... liberal cities, huh? That's how it goes, right? They're trying to prove a point, which is, you got your 10 liberal places here and the healthiest, go check out the obesity maps. I think it's West Virginia, if I recall correctly, with the 60 or 70%. I can't remember. I know Mike remembers potentially. But West Virginia was up there. Colorado, 30% obesity. And one of the healthiest. And that should really blow people's minds, honestly. But
I think I'm back. Am I back?
Yeah, he's back. Back wow. Up. Yeah. Back.
Hey. Popping in and out, you know?
I just, you know, I'm assuming you didn't want to hear me talk about obesity and you went and enjoyed yourself a glazed donut. And now you're back.
I am obese. That's the problem.
That's right, dude.
Borderline obese. 31 BMI.
I thought for sure that they claimed the metrics for the BMI are kind of bogus now. Oh, man. Another one. I got to stop talking about the obesity. It stopped at a good point there. He's looking pretty deep in thought. I think he's about to say something. Or a little constipated, maybe. Maybe constipated. No, deep in thought. Deep in thought. And he didn't want to say anything more. I get it. You know, sometimes you want to keep those thoughts to yourself. Especially when we're talking about exercising and all that good stuff. So, Denver, congrats. Healthiest place. You can survive a little bit longer than some of these other states. Republican states, where they don't believe in health. And, you know, tofu, soy products. All right, well, I'm going to jump into something that I had on the docket for a while that Mike, I think, was purposefully ignoring because he doesn't like when I go down the rabbit hole of the nonsense. I've been reading into a lot of reptilian stuff lately. And, you know, Anunnaki, reptilians, you kind of dabble into demonic, information and concepts. It does get a little, semi-biblical maybe, but what I'm reading is actually more into anti-all religion and how it kind of is, we've been controlled by these Anunnaki reptilians for eons, you know, hundreds and thousands, maybe hundreds of millions of years. But I thought this was pretty crazy stuff. I'm sure a lot of you saw it out there a couple weeks ago that there's some fella or several people now allegedly claiming that they are stricken with some sort of demon face syndrome where they are seeing people turn into these creatures. Or you can believe that maybe they truly are transforming, right? And it's kind of a cool image that they got going on there. He kind of looks a little bit like Willem Dafoe, right? Normal guy on the left. Transforms into Willem Dafoe on the right. I don't know if they're trying to, make a slight at Willem Dafoe, claim that he looks like some sort of creature from the depths of some demonic hellscape, or maybe the aliens, the Anunnaki, right? These reptilian overlords. Maybe they all kind of in multiple, maybe on a spectrum. They're on a Willem Dafoe spectrum, right? And that's what they turn into. Willem Dafoe's. That's the guy, I believe, Victor. He's the fellow who is afflicted with this condition where he's seeing people turn into demons right in the spot there. I'm not going to say he's the most credible looking guy, right? He's a little suspect. I also think he looks like a fellow that would own like an outdoor grow down in Pueblo, Colorado, right? And he's trying to tell you like, look, buddy, I don't know who you are, or where you're from, but we didn't promise any check to no one. All right, you'll have to come back with an invoice. I think that's kind of what this guy's looking. He needs the receipts before he starts coughing up any dough. Either way, here's the demons. I can't get the Willem Dafoe out of my mind. I'm seeing a lot of Dafoe there. There he is again. Now, apparently, some of these demons are also Asian. So we got to be careful here. We might be dipping into a little Asian hate. So I'm going to just stay away from any kind of comments about this. And that's a professor. This guy's getting paid a ton of money to study this nonsense. This guy's a genius, folks. All right. This is what we all need to figure out is how do we come up with some nonsense theory and get some retarded university to pay us endless amounts of money and salary and funding and all that jazz to research Willem Dafoe demon face syndrome. Sounds like a good time. All right. Well, we still don't have Mike, it looks like. I don't know what happened to him. Crazy times. It's possible that the FBI did show up at his house. Right? We've talked to... you know what it was? I think it was the chemtrails and the geoengineering, man. I got to stop chatting about that stuff, I guess. Well, I had some other stuff on the docket here. We already did the Joy Reid, which was outrageous. And we did the flag-burning guy. All right. We got the new one that I wanted to get to, and I think this is it. I hope everyone has a tall glass of water. It's true. I'm going to play a clip from Democracy Now! All right. I love Democracy Now! Amy Goodman, she does the deep dives on the news that most people don't want to talk about, or at least she used to. Now most of Democracy Now! Is dedicated to the Hamas and Israel conflict, and I find that to be quite lame and quite boring. But from time to time, she does stretch her legs and wings a bit and jumps into stuff that's happening here. And, you know, Amy Goodman, well known for kind of calling out the government for their nonsense and BS and the atrocities they do abroad. And also some of the, you know, kind of nasty stuff they do here at home. So, Mike, did you get yourself a tall glass of something to drink? Are you ready for some Amy Goodman?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I don't know why they keep signing me out. It's fucking Rumble. Did I say something?
You might have. Yeah, you better watch your tone here, sir.
Damn.
Otherwise, yeah, I would say that's possible.
Keep signing me out.
All right, well, we got Amy Goodman here. She's going to give us the lowdown, I believe, on the FISA Act.
Month-old baby girl. The baby survived, but her mother did not. The mass killing at the Westfield-Bondi Junction has rattled Australia, where mass casualty events are rare. On Capitol Hill, the House voted Friday to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance, or FISA Act, which has been used by federal agencies to conduct warrantless surveillance of Americans. The House vote came just days after a group of Republicans temporarily blocked a move to extend the law after Donald Trump urged lawmakers to kill the bill. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon denounced the House bill, saying it, quote, represents one of the most dramatic and terrifying expansions of government surveillance authority in history, Wyden said. Vice President Kamala Harris told...
All right, and I'm stopping it there. I haven't had to clip the Democracy Now! Live before. We'll get better at it, folks. We're learning the learning the tricks of the trade with the video here. However, I love clipping the Amy Goodman. I love the Democracy Now! And I love the fact that she's reporting on the news that they agreed to spy on us more. Yay! They're watching us now. They're cutting you off from the show, Mike. Get this guy out of here. He's saying anti-American stuff, man.
I'm just happy she covered something other than Gaza. For the love of God. It has been nothing but Gaza for the last fucking 6 months. Jesus Christ, I don't care. Man. Well, FISA, yeah, who cares? They're gonna do it. They're gonna do it. You know what I mean?
Here's what's so funny to me about everything. I mean, we got the cameras everywhere. Are we never not around a camera or some sort of microphone, right? We're always recordable everywhere.
You mean to tell me they pass this bill? Let's say they pass a bill where they cannot spy. Do you think they're not going to spy?
I know.
But the only thing this does is bring it to the open.
I guess you're right. Yeah, they're just telling us what they're doing.
Spy. At least now they're, yeah, now you know they're spying.
Thank you. right, nice. I like your take. I wasn't expecting that. It's fresh.
I know you're doing it. You know you're doing it. You know I know you're doing it. So this is just, are we going to be open about it, or is this going to be something we can't, you know, is this like Donald Trump at Thanksgiving? Can't talk about it. You know what I mean? Come on, people.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, I'm totally in.
You know what I mean?
Wow. All right. I didn't, I didn't expect that. That was fantastic. Well, either way,
they all they want.
Well, it's funny that Edward Snowden happened and then Julian Assange. Both guys can't even come back into the country. They revealed so much information about the spying going on within the country, you know, the government spying on us, and nobody changed a beat. Did anybody do anything different with their lives?
Nobody talked about the fact that they were spying so much and this guy was so afraid after he revealed it. He went to Russia. Couldn't take it anymore. Government was overreaching too much. He went to Russia.
Is it possible Snowden was a Russian spy all along?
Nah, you seen him. He don't look Russian.
Well, you don't. Do you have to look Russian to be a Russian spy?
Yeah, I think that kind of goes with the territory, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a spectrum of Russian, I feel like. They don't all look like gigantic.
I've never seen a Chinese spy that didn't look Chinese. Ask Eric Swalwell.
You could be 50-50, maybe.
A heifer? Can't trust a heifer.
I know. Well, that's why you send them on the dangerous missions.
Ah, the suicide. He's expendable.
That's right, man.
For Sylvester. God, what a bad movie.
They've made 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's terrible.
It's I haven't really seen any of them, I think. Maybe 1 or 2. To be totally
but dude,
honest.
Speaking of the government overreach, man, we got to play that clip about the J6.
Dude, you're psycho. I was just actually scanning the docket here.
Out of San Diego, and,
this thing just keeps playing on me. The production crew is letting us down today. There's no doubt about it. All right, I think I found it. It's my first day on the job. So, yeah, this is a hefty clip, but I find this stuff to be absolutely fascinating currently. The Jan 6th prisoners still in jail, man. That was so long ago. It's crazy. Like, they arrested the praying grandma here in Colorado, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Some lady who was there, and she's a grandma, and she's in jail now for being there.
Yeah. Well, the case that they're talking about here, the guy was only there for like 3 minutes.
That's right. And Ray Epps, who was there for 2 days, shouting at people to storm the Capitol, he's at home with a misdemeanor.
Yeah, but this guy, lock him up for life. 3 minutes inside the Capitol.
Oh, man. Well, I got the goods. I gave you Dave Muir twice. It's a twofer. Yeah, I know. He's looking good. He's very intense in this one. And we all know Dave's an animal.
Tie.
That's right. So he's got the tie on this time. All right, so we got Dave in the studio. He's going to lead us into this story about the Jan 6th.
We turn next to the Supreme Court, hearing a case challenging a federal law that prosecutors have been using to charge hundreds of January 6th Capitol rioters, as well as Donald Trump. Now that law is being questioned, how it's being used, and the justices appear to be divided on this. ABC's Devin Dwyer at the Supreme Court tonight.
Tonight, justices at the Supreme Court appear divided over one of the key charges brought against January 6th protesters and against Donald Trump. The question whether the U.S. government can bring felony obstruction charges in relation to January 6th. The answer could imperil a key part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's election interference case against Trump and upend the prosecution of more than 350 participants in the Capitol attack.
Am I understanding this correctly? The Supreme Court can make a decision that will basically free everyone that's in jail for Jan 6th?
Yeah, I mean, it just means you guys didn't have the right to charge them with anything. And I thought you were charging these people with insurrection. Isn't that what wasn't this supposed to be, insurrection?
Didn't we go?
Oh, you get obstruction for farting too loud in court. I mean, what's going on here?
I thought it was conspiracy. Wasn't that the big charge on these fellers?
That was Tario.
Oh, that's what got him the 22 years, huh?
Conspired. None of these people, like, look at these assholes climbing the walls. None of these people planned this.
I will be honest, though. If you're one of those douchebags climbing the wall, I hope you did, 24 hours in the slammer, I feel like, would have justified. Look at these guys.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
All of them should get community service.
Something.
You got to go clean up the Capitol.
Feed the homeless. Do something. Yeah, like, be civilized, people. Come on.
These are community service offenses here. That's what we're dealing with.
When you look at the crowd on Jan 6th, though, put into context the fact that the greatest PSYOP in human history had just unfolded with COVID-19 and the Summer of Love, where they burned the cities around America in honor of St. George Floyd. And now you have this election, which, dude, no matter which way you want to spin it, they closed the windows and doors and shut the cameras off, and all of a sudden, Uncle Joe just flies above Trump at 2 a.m, all right? So, I mean, you know, whatever happened, happened. But put that into context, what a perfect scenario to have these people who you've cooped up for 2 years in their homes and just unleash them onto the Capitol. Like, this was a genius play.
Yeah.
The CIA and the FBI nailed it, man.
Yeah, you had the feds in there instigating it the whole time, pushing people to get in. It's crazy.
They stirred the pot perfectly. But, you know, you had to boil the frog just right, you know?
You see that video of them walking in, and there's some of the protesters were showing the guards their credentials. They were showing them their badges. It's insane. It's insane. I'm not saying this was all feds, like, climbing the walls and storming in and anything, but they were definitely there. They definitely instigated it. There's a reason Nancy Pelosi refused to help the police, you know? Donald Trump offered National Guard.
Dude, there's also a reason Nancy Pelosi's daughter was there with a film crew for HBO Max.
I know.
Come on! It was a literal movie!
Yeah.
Unbelievable stuff. All right, you want to continue down this crazy train?
Yeah, let's do it.
Possibly leading to reduced sentences in some cases. At issue is whether a law enacted to prevent the destruction of evidence in financial crimes, carrying up to 20 years in prison, can be applied to those who disrupted certification of the 2020 presidential election. Joseph Fisher, a former police officer who breached the Capitol that day, brought the case, his attorney arguing the Justice Department has gone too far.
Attempting to stop...
He breached the Capitol? You mean they let him in? They opened the doors and let him in. What do you mean breached? Did they bring out the battering ram?
You guys don't remember the footage that you withheld from the public until the Republicans took over the House and forced you to release it, where it showed the inside surveillance shots of you guys letting these people walk within the velvet ropes?
I mean, the words you're using, breach, I'm picturing guys on top of the wall dumping burning tar onto these guys who are trying to push a battering ram into the door. You know, some Game of Thrones shit, breaching the castle. Like, dude. These guys followed the velvet rope.
Yes, dude. It's just like when they took over Afghanistan, when we botched leaving there. Remember all those terrorists just walking down in a single file line through the velvet rope to take over the capital of Afghanistan there? Or whatever happened.
Yeah, whatever. This is genius. Yeah, I feel so bad for this guy.
Oh,
a vote count or something like that is a very different act than actually changing a document or altering a document.
The court's conservative majority appeared sympathetic to the police officer's case.
Would a heckler in today's audience qualify, or at the State of the Union address, would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison.
The court's liberal members focused on the plain text, which makes it a crime to obstruct, influence, or impede any official proceeding.
There are ways, multiple ways. And
Oh my God, man. Like, what's going on with these?
Wait a minute, I thought you were the health secretary.
Is that Adam Levine? Or no, what was the guy? Rachel Levine?
Rachel Levine. Now Rachel looks more of a Rachel looks more like a woman than this chick. Jesus Christ.
I'm almost positive that's Jim Belushi. Like half certain. Half certain on the Jim Belushi.
I don't know, we had trainees on the court. Yeah,
in which the drafters could have made it clear that they intended to also operate only in the sphere of evidence.
All right. Are we done with this one? Have we had enough?
No, dude, I think it's amazing that this is what they're... I didn't even realize this is what these people were getting charged with. And he's right. What about Bowman? The guy pulls a fire alarm to prevent a vote from happening. Not to mention, remember Tashiki guy in Tennessee?
Yes.
They literally paraded into the Capitol to stop a vote and to make a scene. They, you're obstructing whatever you guys called it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tashiki guy was in Tennessee over the gun stuff.
Yeah, which he turned out to be wrong.
I know.
Right? But you know what I'm saying? All of you guys are guilty of obstructing official proceedings. So all of you are going to go to jail for 20 years? You know?
Oh, man, what a circus, right? Like, this is ridiculous stuff, man.
Just look at who you're voting in. Come on!
I feel bad for all these people who are in jail. They were just brainwashed and duped. That's all that happened here. It just like the Gretchen Whitmer.
Exactly.
They
dude.
Duped those 10 dudes, or no, it was 10 guys in total, but 8 of them were feds. And so two guys went to prison.
It was worse. I think it was like 14 and 11 of them were feds.
It's just... But
it was so bad, one of the guys was literally found too retarded to know what he was doing. They didn't even charge him.
Yeah, because they're on these forums and they're getting these dudes off of Reddit or whatever and, you know, Q forums and what have you. And
for one guy, the feds had to pick him up from his mom's house because he doesn't even drive.
Oh, man, that's so sad, dude.
So sad.
Yeah, and I always think of that Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping ploy where it ended up being it was 95% feds in the operation and two or three stooges, you know, why can't we just kind of, extrapolate that to, the crowd at Jan 6th, right? Probably the same kind of ratio.
Yes. Yeah. Well, a lot of people that went there didn't know this was going to happen. Most people didn't know this was going to happen. It was something that just happened. You know what I mean? And you got caught up in it. I don't know. I do feel bad for anybody who's serving time for January 6th. And you're right, dude. After the summer of love, they're burning down cars. They're burning down buildings. They're literally setting cop cars on fire. I'm sure these people in the Capitol on January 6th looked around and they're like, oh, hey, you think we're going to get arrested? Oh, we didn't burn anything. You know what I mean?
What do I look like, Kyle Rittenhouse over here? I'm not armed, right? Oh, we'll be fine, man.
Don't worry, only one girl got shot. She was a protester.
I know. The only insurrection in the history of humankind with no weapons on the side doing the insurrection.
No weapons, Frank. Did you see the flagpoles? Did you see the flagpoles?
No.
The one guy had a horn hat. He could stab you with that horn hat, Frank.
One of my favorites, they played it at all these court cases. They've been obsessed with the video footage of the guy, the cop who's trapped behind the door, and they're pushing on the door, and he's like screaming for mother or whatever. He's like, "Oh, help me!" And that was like the most traumatic moment of his life. That was the weapon, the door or whatever. It's so crazy.
You don't have to look any further than the one cop that died. January 7th, this guy dies, and its story comes out. He got hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. They beat him in the head with a fire extinguisher, and then he had a stroke, and then Given enough time, it turned out the guy just had a heart attack.
I know.
like 2 days after the fucking insurrection.
Well, yeah, it turns out he was triple boosted.
Yeah, oh, that had nothing to do with it. That had nothing to do with it. Nothing, yeah, it's experimental drug that's giving people strokes and heart attacks. Had nothing to do with it. It was the stress of January 6th. You know?
Absolutely, man. I think the other two or three cops that they always kind of indicate as dying or being a casualty of the Jan 6th insurrection, they had strokes and heart attacks also.
Oh, the one guy killed himself in August. They call it a deadly insurrection. Only one person died because of the insurrection. That was the Air Force veteran.
That's right, man. And you're not kidding, by the way. They announced this week, I had the article somewhere, I think it's long gone now, and it cracked me up because we had just talked about the sunbathing article where they said, tanning for 2 hours causes heart disease. they released several publications saying definitively there is absolutely no proof or evidence that the mRNA experimental gene therapy vaccines cause heart attacks.
Dude, Russell Brand put out a great episode. It's like 30 minutes. It's about a lawsuit in the UK where this girl volunteered for the study, like back when they were testing it. And she got really sick after the first shot. And then after the second shot, she became paralyzed. Like, she couldn't move her legs. They show this, it's so sad. They show her, like, just rapidly declining to the point where, like, at first she's just, like, she's having to crawl on the ground and, like, move her legs with her hands. And then it gets to a point where they show her, she's like, and then there's, like, got the feeding tube and everything because she started having strokes. And now she's, like, brain dead. This is, like, this totally healthy girl became brain dead. And one of the lawsuit is about the fact that when she started having problems, she couldn't move her legs, and Pfizer said she was suffering from anxiety over COVID. Anxiety over COVID made her paralyzed. And then when it turned out like they couldn't deny her what happened to her, they took her out of the study.
Wow.
They just took her out of the study. So that's why they were able to say, no, look, this vaccine was totally safe. Because anybody who fucking had strokes, they took them out of the fucking study. It's crazy.
Safe and effective, 100%, right?
And in 7 countries. Yeah.
Oh, man. That is crazy stuff, dude.
Yeah, poor Jan 6. I hope a lot of these guys get their, not pardoned, but what is that, where they, like, clear your record? You know what I'm talking about?
I think there's a pardon due. I saw a lot of people losing their minds because Trump kind of alluded to the idea that, he's going to pardon everybody in jail for the Jan 6th thing. They've served their time.
He didn't say everybody. Oh. See, that's what I think about the media. He said there's a lot of people that don't deserve to be in jail. And that he said he's not going to release everybody, but he's going to look at it case by case. And he does believe a lot of them should be pardoned. So, I mean, I don't know. Not a dumb guy,
Yeah, man, I've been had. You just called me out. And Mike, did you know he said drink the bleach? I swear he said.
Inject the bleach.
Oh, inject it. Yeah.
Come on.
He told us to inject that bleach, if I remember correctly. Oh, man.
I do love the idea how, there's two stories, and they can't be true at the same time. So they're saying that Donald Trump it was so dangerous because he said inject bleach. And everybody listens to Donald Trump. Look what happened January 6th. He said storm the Capitol. They stormed the Capitol. So that's why it was so dangerous for him to say inject the bleach. Except nobody ever died from injecting bleach. Nobody listened to him. If he did say it, nobody listened to him. So people are listening to him to storm the Capitol, but not to inject the bleach. Like, your stories don't match up. You know what I mean?
You're nailing it. You just kind of piqued my interest with the whole, you claim he's a cult leader, and this cult of his will do his every word, right? They'll carry out whatever he says.
From the Capitol,
And then you claim he told his cult to inject themselves with bleach. We should have had mass casualties of the MAGA cult.
Oh, Joe Biden should have actually won the election because all the MAGA guys died from injecting themselves with bleach.
Exactly.
You wouldn't even have to rig the election if everybody injected themselves with bleach. Oh, the cult following. Yeah.
Oh, man. That's amazing. Oh, wow. Well, Mike, we have blown past that second hour, my friend.
It goes fast when you get cut off for 30 minutes, FBI. God damn it.
It's all right. You gave me an opportunity to talk about demon face syndrome. It was good times had by all, dude.
Can't wait to hear about it tomorrow.
Oh, man. Any parting words?
No.
A man of...
Nothing you can do about it. Don't trust Alec Baldwin with a gun. And stay away from Capitol protests. I think I've summed up the show.